Chapter 15, The Environment. Do you recycle? Do you carry a reusable water bottle? Have you installed compact fluorescent bulbs in the light fixtures in your home? Do you use paper grocery bags? Or better yet, do you carry a reusable shopping bag? Most Americans have adopted an earth-friendly practice. For example, almost 9 in 10 Americans say they voluntarily recycle newspapers and glass. These practices have become such a routine part of our lives that we don't consider them as a form of social activism or social action. We think of these as just good things to do, and we forget how we are doing our part to protect the earth. In this podcast, I'd like you to consider the connection between what you eat and the environment. How can your food decisions be more earth-friendly? Can what you eat be a good thing for the earth? Last year, I asked my social problems class to consider these questions. One of the texts we read was Michael Pollan's In Defense of Food, an Eater's Manifesto. The cover of Pollan's book features a beautiful head of red leaf lettuce, cinched with a yellow ribbon with three statements: eat food, not too much, mostly plants. I asked my students to document for a week what and when they ate, who prepared it, and an estimate on the quality of their food. For many on-campus residents, their primary food source was the university's food service and our campus student market. Their eating schedule was determined by food service hours, which happened to be very generous on our campus, and the food selection and preparation handled by dining staff members. The quality of their food? Some related food quality to how their meal tasted, but several mentioned that since they did not know where their food came from or didn't have a hand in the preparation, they were unable to assess its quality. Off-campus residents wrote about the difficulties related to preparing their meals. Between commuting, work, and school, food was a low priority. Fast food or bulk-prepared food seemed to be the norm. One sophomore admitted that she didn't realize until this diary assignment how much takeout Mexican food she regularly ate. Another described how grateful he was for his recent shopping trip to Costco, but was growing tired of these little chicken pot pies, which he purchased by the bulk. The pies were convenient to prepare, but hardly satisfying. The off-campus students also expressed difficulty in determining the quality of the food they ate, acknowledging that they were more likely to eat processed foods and chemicals rather than real food. How does your food consumption compare to what my students reported? Pollan argues that real food is missing from most of our diets. For example, there is non-dairy creamer instead of milk or cream. Sugar substitutes like Splenda and Equal instead of the real stuff. He suggests that we avoid food products containing ingredients that are unfamiliar or unpronounceable. Or better yet, Pollan warns us not to eat anything incapable of rotting. Were you thinking about Twinkies? What is the expiration date for a frozen pot pie? The journey back to real food begins with knowing where your food comes from, and the answer is not the supermarket. We need to be reminded of how food is one of our most direct connections to the environment. For the past 5 years, my husband and I have been members of a community-supported agriculture group, or a CSA. Along with 75 other families, we pay Holly, our farmer, a fee at the beginning of the year. Our pooled funds are used for seed, supplies, and equipment, all to be used on Holly's 30-acre farm. In exchange for our payment, we receive a share of Holly's weekly organic harvest, beginning in June and ending in November. The weekly share usually includes a variety of vegetables and fresh eggs. Often throughout the season, we will sit down to an evening meal composed entirely of produce from Holly's farm. It is estimated that there are more than 2,000 CSA groups in the United States, and the number is probably much larger than that. If a CSA is not affordable or not available in your area, then consider shopping at your local farmers market. In 2008, there were more than 4,000 farmers markets. In recent years, farmers markets have become a favorite marketing method for many farmers who are able to bring their produce directly to the public. And farmers markets have also become weekly rituals for many shoppers. Buying local food from either a CSA or farmers market isn't just good for you. It also has economic and environmental benefits. First, you're reducing a complex industrial food chain to a simple one. most food, about 70% of U.S. agricultural production is industrially processed. For example, a head of lettuce moves from the farmer to a distributor to the grocery store, and finally to you. During my CSA's harvest season, there is no one between my farmer and me in the food chain. Quite literally, Holly can hand me a head of lettuce she picked that morning. Second, a simple, shorter food chain reduces the energy related to the production and transportation of food. Your market might do this. Not all of them do. But the next time you shop in the produce section, take a note of where the tomatoes, bananas, and strawberries were grown. Sure, all of these are real food, but how far did they travel to get to your market? Food in the average American meal travels about 1,500 miles from farm to table, often transported in trucks, trains, or airplanes in refrigerated or storage containers. It is estimated that the 1,500-mile meal consumes as much as 4 times the energy and 4 times as much greenhouse gas emissions as a locally grown meal. Pollan writes, "Depending on how we spend them, our food dollars can either go to support a food industry devoted to quantity and convenience, or they can nourish a food chain organized around values like quality and health." More than 200 U.S. colleges and universities have made a commitment to these values by adopting sustainable food purchasing policies that includes local or organic food. Similar policies have also been adopted by public school districts. What does this mean to you? Investigate the purchasing and menu policies on your campus. Are local foods included in your dining hall's menu? And if you haven't included local food in your own diet, what are you waiting for? Even for 1 meal a week, do a good thing for yourself and the environment, and buy local.